Well, hello. My apologies. I didn't mean to startle you, young mortal. Young man. Anyway, may I ask what you're doing? I mean, I can see how carefully you're digging through the earth, but. An archaeologist. I see. And have you found something here? A roadside shrine. To the goddess Demeter. How intriguing. I'm quite serious. I would love to hear about this shrine that you found. Well, that's a very interesting theory. And this little shrine. You think it holds your answers? Well, in your pursuit of knowledge, I wish you the best of luck. Me, oh. Yes, I suppose I am a local. Some days it feels like I've always been here. Well, yes. My entire family is local to the area. Going back centuries, really. Well, when you ask so politely, I could tell you some local myths and legends. All you must do is accept my hospitality. It's a manner of speech we have out here. Do you agree? Very well then. Take my hand, and I will lead you to my home. Oh, come now, mortal. No need to play the fool. You knew. Or at least you suspected, didn't you? No matter how ludicrous the concept might seem to your modern, enlightened mind, you knew who I truly was. And prove it. Go on. Speak my name. Demeter. That is correct. Now tell me, how did you come upon my little shrine? Upon the knowledge that I would be there? So your area of expertise is Eleusinian mysteries. You seek to uncover secrets forgotten centuries ago, do you? an affinity for me. All the way from the first day that you learned of me, But how? It's been so very long since I had a true worshipper. You know, someone who wished to pay tribute to me. So tell me, dear man, just who are you? A farmer's son. And now you make a living digging so carefully in the earth for hidden lore. Twice over, you are my chosen. Or at least, as much of a chosen as I can have these days. You live in this modern world. Once, people worshipped me to beg for the fertility of their crops. They thanked me for all of the life of the world, but now I am all but forgotten. Or worse. The one story concerning me that everyone seems to remember. My daughter being kidnapped by my brother to serve as his bride. But now, the world still sees it as some sort of great romance in which I stood in the way. The best that the world can imagine of me is some stifling mother-in-law. A miserable old harridan. Well, that's terribly kind of you to say. No. Don't you fear that I will take it amiss. Despite it all, I am still a woman. And the genuine compliments of a handsome man fall on fertile ground, as the saying goes. So you find me attractive, do you? Beautiful. You know, in the past, the poets spoke a description of me. Yes, that one. Eyes green as fresh-grown grass, hair bright and gold as ripe wheat. You've memorized it, have you? You are a flatterer. And bold, besides. You know the stories, don't you? The last time I tried to take a lover, Zeus grew jealous and slew the man with a thunderbolt. You do not fear such a fate? Yes. Well, hypocrite indeed. So many mortal women, so many illegitimate demigods running about. And he was envious of my one suitor. Worth it. Well, Tell me, mortal. Do you truly wish to learn my mysteries? Don't look so shocked. I am a goddess of fertility, after all. Did you truly think that my most sacred rites wouldn't involve the most powerful of all such activities? However, I am not my brother's, forcing myself upon an unwilling mortal just because I can. And I can still return you to your shrine, your dig, with no memory. Eager lover. It has been so long. Come to me. But you will not need these modern garments. They're so confining. You certainly treat your body as a temple, don't you? With such a promising field, all it takes to bring it to full fruition is a proper caretaker. Oh, yes. I can see that already. At least one part of you is reaching its full growth. And what a magnificent growth it is. Be bold and daring. Yes. Kiss my skin all over. My neck. My shoulders. It's been so long. I had nearly forgotten the feeling of an ardent admirer. Of another touching me. Yes. So good. Watch my body responding to your touch, my lover. My breasts so firm and round. My nipples growing hard and dark, craving your touch. Touch me. Caress me. The feel of your lips on my breasts, worshipping them. Your rough hands stroking my smooth skin. The hands of one who tends the earth, who gives life. A true worshipper of mine. Keep going, yes. Your lips are a delight to kiss. Enthusiastic. I suppose so. It's been so long since I indulged in the pleasures of the flesh. And you are so magnificent to indulge in. Your kisses are trailing lower and lower. Do you wish to worship me thusly, my lover? To taste me? Come then. Let me spread my legs. Yes. Yes. Such a talented silver tongue you possess. Yes. Bury your face between my thighs, my lover. Kissing my lips below. I can feel myself growing wet already. Faster than a wanton mortal woman. I taste of ambrosia, do I? Mortal, you already have me. There's no need to continue to seduce me. But you don't need to stop if you truly wish to. You prepare your soil so well. So much you want to bury yourself inside of me. Making me soft, compliant. Wet. Your fingers. Thrusting so lewdly into me even as you lick at me. Already I can feel my climax approaching. Mortal women cry out to the gods when they come. But goddesses. We cry out only for our lovers. Mortal. You. You have the thanks of a goddess. Mm. Look at how hard you are. Now, what sort of goddess would I be if I did not fulfill my worshipper's needs? So desperate for my touch. I know my hands are rough like a farmer's, not dainty, perfumed things, but is my touch not pleasant to you nonetheless? It certainly seems so. A gasp, a whimper. Your body quivers at my touch. I find the noises you make delightful, my dear one. Gone. Make your pleasure known to me. Your shaft twitches and leaks in my hand. My. Are you close to your own climax, my mortal?
Yes.
Then let me take your seat. Why do you look so stunned? I'm the goddess of fertility. I could not let such fertile seed go to waste. Sweet mortal man. You are in the presence of divinity, dear one. True, I am not Aphrodite. But so long as we wish to continue, your body will obey my desire. So, should you and I both wish for you to no longer be spent, I can make you hard once more with but a word. Yes, touch me. I am as eager for you as you are for me. There. Here we are, in the heart of my domain. A pastoral field with soft earth and grasses to serve as our bed. If you are truly to be initiated into the deepest level of my mysteries, make love to me here. Please. Such enthusiasm. All but tackling me to the ground. Yes, my lover. My legs already spread wide for you. Yes. Spread me wide. Enter me. Yes, It has been so long for me since I felt the touch of a man, his shaft plunging into my depths. No. Or I feel so empty when you withdraw. Please. Please. Yes. Yes, fill me up. So that I may feel the soft grass on my back. As your plow furrows into the earth with my body with every thrust. At last. To feel, to taste the honey of your lips as you plow into me. Keep going, please. Harder. Drive me across the ground with how hard you pound into me. Make me yours, my love. My body is shaking from pleasure with every thrust. I need it. I need you inside me. Grab my hips. Bite my neck. It hurts so wonderfully. Wait. You are initiated. Properly, yes. Now, lie back and allow me to mount you, to sink down upon your rod. Now, pay tribute to your goddess. Grasp my hips, thrust up into me, please. Your mouth on my breast, yes. Suckle at my breast, my lover. You thrust with such power, such passion. Never stop. Those talented fingers teasing, touching, pleasuring. Even as you fill me up, you tease me so many places at once. I am close, my lover. Yes, please, keep going. Please, don't stop. I need you to never stop. Are you close too? Oh, my love. Dear mortal, please. Come with me, come with me, come with me, come with me. Fill me up, explode inside of me. Fill me with your mortal seed, please. Oh, I'm coming.
That was wonderful. Yes, wrap your arms around me. Hold me close to your body.
Oh. Oh, my sweet mortal lover. I have told you, I am the goddess of fertility. And you most certainly are fertile. It is not certain, but you enjoy the thought, then, bringing new demigods into this world. One part their mother's divinity, the other their father's modernity and intelligence. Raising young demigods, demigoddesses, to love the earth. Together. Yes. It will be difficult. You are intent on being of two worlds, and I must readjust to this modern world of yours, but it will be worth it if I may do it alongside you.